Welcome to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by Ambitious Radio. Whether you are a new marketing consultant, national consultant, or someone considering the Ambit opportunity, if you are looking to be motivated, inspired, and uncover what it takes to get to the next level, listening will be well worth the investment of your time. We have weekly engaging conversations with some of today's most influential Ambit leaders as they discuss their successes, failures, tipping points, and other priceless information that you can go apply immediately to your business after listening. Now, here's your host, Doug Parker.
All right, welcome back to another edition, another episode of Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, and I am so excited to interview today one of the just most fantastic folks out there. I met Mr. Henry Yee a couple of, maybe a year or so ago, whenever I had a customer that, or consultant, I should say, that I was working with and trying to bring them into the business. And they spoke Chinese, and I needed a little bit of help. And my executive consultant, Jared Abshire, introduced me, and Henry was so helpful. There was nothing in it for him. He was just trying to help out another Ambit person, and really did a great job. My name is Doug Parker. I'm a senior consultant here in the McKinney, Texas area, but Henry is a million-dollar income earner. He has been on several of the five-star trips. He's an executive consultant, a top 50 income earner, Pure Energy Award winner. But one thing that really stood out is he was awarded the Pacemaker Award as well, and it really highlights his team and a lot of the things that they did just to help make that happen. And so, Henry, welcome to the show today. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you for having me, Doug.
Well, we are so excited. We always want to learn, you know, from successful people, some of the things that they're doing, and also to learn some of the pitfalls, some of the failures maybe they have gone through, so that we can hopefully learn from their failures, learn from their successes. And in researching you, immigrant, and I see that you are Chinese, but that you were raised in Central America?
Yes. I grew up in Central America with my family.
Very interesting.
Then I come to America and to get educated. And so I'm happy that we actually have a diverse cultural background and language differences.
Yeah. So what part of Central America did you grow up in?
Oh, I grew up in Panama. When I was young, I went there and studied couple of years, and then I come to America and study for my college and grad school degree.
Great. I love going down to Costa Rica, which is just north of Panama. And so I've often, when I go down there, it's just on the further southern tip down there. So I've thought about going down to Panama and checking out the Panama Canal and stuff. But did you ever get a chance to go to the Panama Canal?
Yeah, actually, I lived there, so I went there. It's pretty amazing how they did the ship pass through from Pacific Ocean to Atlantic Ocean, and then vice versa. It's very interesting how they have to pump in the water, level up, and then try to let the ship go through. It's just very interesting.
I bet it is. That's one of the modern marvels of the world. So, well, I'll tell you what, let's jump in real quick. Let's talk a little bit about your why when you first got started. That's something that changes, I think, for a lot of folks with different levels of success. But with that being said, when you first were exposed to the Ambit opportunity, walk me through, you know, that presentation. Who introduced you to it? Did you just jump in right off the bat and it made sense to you? Or was it something that you really had to think about a little bit? And then when you decided to do it, what was your why in deciding to go ahead and move forward?
Well, back in 2007, when I was working in Manhattan, a friend of mine called me up and told me that there's a great business opportunity. And I asked him, what is this all about? And he told me it's about energy. And I asked him how that thing worked. And he invited me to go to a hotel to look at it. The moment I hear hotel, I already kind of feel like this is kind of network marketing kind of business. I tell my friend that I'm not interested right there. The second way, he called me up, and I told him that, no, I don't have time for that kind of thing. And third way, I said, oh, you got a wrong guy. I cannot sell. I'm not good at selling this kind of stuff. So I say no to my friend three times right there before even look at it or want to know more. And then the fourth week, when he told me that, Henry, why don't you come and take a look? And when you see that this opportunity cannot help people save money, help people make money, and help you sell, make a lot of money, I will not bother you ever again about this. So my whole thing is that I went to that presentation on that night. It's just that I don't want my friend to keep calling me, keep bothering me about this. So as a courtesy, I went. It's not that I'm looking for it. So I went and to Flushing Sheraton Hotel, and that night, and so happened is that Steve Thompson later on become my business mentor, and he was there doing the presentation. It's sort of like one-man show. It's like no other people know about his business except himself. So he was talking about the whole presentation, and after the presentation, I said, wow, if this is real, there's a lot of money that people can save, there's a lot of money people can make, and I could make some money too. So just given that thought, and I told my friend, no, I already saw it, so don't call me again on this, so I'll see you. That's it. I went home, and my friend didn't call me for a couple of days. But on those couple of days, I was keep thinking, what if this is real? So I did some homework and look it up, Amber Energy, and look it up who is behind the scene, and find out Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss and their background, what they have done in their life, and what have they have done with this kind of business. And I was amazed how much experience they have and how fast they grow with their business that they have in the past. And seeing that this energy is a real deal, is not only happening here in New York, but happening in other states as well. So after I did my homework, and I find that this is an opportunity that I certainly don't want to pass because I want to help people. so I call my friend back. I say, look, if I want to join in, so can you tell me what to do or teach me how to do it? Well, you say, I kind of knew too, so I don't know what to tell you, except that you go to my website and open up your website, and you can tell people that they can save money and make money, and that's it. I say, that's it? That's so sounds simple. He say, yeah. So I actually end up signing up and become a consultant, and I put a list together, and I start working. So we don't really know much, and I just share with my family and friends about this opportunity, and I become a senior like in 2 months, and become an EC like in 8 months. So I thought that it's a very, simple thing, but it's not easy, but I did it. And after 8 months, I was able to resign from my full-time job and become a full-time husband. And I think that's the most wonderful thing happened, so I can stay home with my kid and grow up with them. So that's how I started. And my why in reality is that I always wanted to retire before 55 so that I can go to travel around the world to share the gospel with people. And my passion really is one to become a full-time international evangelist and to go share the gospel with people. So I'm always looking for opportunity, but not this kind of opportunity. But somehow the Lord have his way and the Lord have his will and landed this opportunity in my lap without I even recognize it. But when I saw it, I feel like this is something that I can do, and so I really get serious and build this business, and here I am. Now it's almost 9 years now.
That is amazing. So now you say that it's not something that's easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. So can you talk about that a little bit? Just the simplicity of the business, and then but what makes it hard, and then how do you press through that?
Well, I think that our co-founder, Chris Chambers, always mentioned and reminded us that Ember Energy is simple but not easy. The reason it's not easy is that because we deal with lots of kind of people, and when you go out to share this opportunity with your family, friends, or with your family, friends, or relatives, they come with different background and different education background and have a different mindset. So you cannot just use one sentence or one thought and then you can gather all of them together. So the reason I say easy is because we don't really buy anything and we don't really sell anything. All we do is to share this opportunity to people so that they can save money on the energy bill, so that they can achieve time and financial freedom if they decide to become a consultant through this opportunity. It's very simple because people are already buying gas and electric and they're already using it and they're already paying for it. And now we just go and educate them that they have a choice that they can pay less or refer some customers, they can even get it for free. So it is very simple. It's compared with, I say, the gospel. It is the same thing. The gospel is free, and all you need to just believe. But then M-Energy is same thing. They're already using it. They're already paying for it. Now all they need to do is to believe that they switch to M-Energy, and they become customers, and then they can save money. And they might not necessarily know all the facts, all the detail, because if they have never searched before, or they don't really know how the energy market works, but if they take your word for it, then it's very easy. So if they believe you, it's easy. If they don't believe you, then it's hard. And that's come with the part, like easy, but not, simple, but not easy, because when they don't believe you, they will have tons of questions to question you. But a lot of time, those questions I identify is it's not so much about you, it's really so much about them. The reason that they ask you those questions is because they don't believe themselves. They don't really understand what they're asking you, and they don't understand why are they asking the kind of question they're asking. So I give you an example. When you go to talk to customers or potential customers, and they will ask you a question, well, you know, if I switch to your company, what happens if my gas pipe start leaking? So how are you going to answer that? And a lot of people just throw a towel right there. But I will answer them with a question. I'll say, well, when is the last time that you have a pipe leak gas in your house? Say, never. But you know what? When you switch to Ember Energy, you're not switching a meter, you're not switching pipeline, you're just choosing a third-party provider. In the past, it say that your supplier is such and such, a local company name, but now on the bill, they just change to Ember Energy. So just by changing a couple words in your bill, that will make your pipe gas leak. Well, that's amazing. I cannot imagine that will happen. So a lot of times they're asking a question that they don't know why they ask you the question. It's just out of the fear of unknown. But when you explain to them logically, they will understand. So, I mean, to me, it's simple because I'm a psych major, and also my master, I study counseling. So it's pretty much you're dealing with people. So a lot of time it's not so much what you say, it's so much what they are saying, and you try to understand why they're saying what they're saying, and then you sort of try to take the fear away, and that way they can trust you. So I see it's Ambit is very simple. You know, the system energy 526. You know, you just go through the video and you understand how this thing works. But then when you're dealing with people, questions, and always have to go, not confrontation, but really don't run away from their question and try to be patient and try to be nice and try to be knowledgeable. And if you don't know so much about this industry or those answer, you always can ask them questions. So use question to answer question. I think that's the best way. So I personally, in the beginning, not quite understand how this thing worked, but I went to so many training. I follow this my mentor Steve Thompson around when he come to New York, and I always go to his presentations, big and small, and to go to the training and try to see how he handled it because he had more experience in terms of the network marketing industry, and also he is the one who come to New York, open up this market here in New York City in the beginning, so. I mentioned that you started mentioning that successful. I think that everyone who wants to become successful really need to follow the successful people, and that's what I find this business.
I got you. Now that makes a lot of sense. And you know, when success, you know, I hear some of the things that you're saying. And so a lot of times success can be defined as income to some people. But how would you define success and, you know, just kind of in your life and as you see things progressing? You know, obviously, you've already made over $1 million with Ambit Energy. But how would you define success?
Well, you know, the success, the word is very vague in the sense that to depend on to who. Some people make $1 million a year, it's called successful. Some people make $1 million a month, it's successful. But I think success is not determined or measured by or with money. I think success really is measured by your own happiness, your own satisfaction. So when people say that I am a successful person, but the question is in what cost? If you're sacrificing your family time, your family lives, sacrificing your health and to achieve that success, and that is not really successful because you're really burning the other side of the candle to keep this side of candle burning, that's not, well, personally, I don't call that success. But to me, success is like you actually did something that you're able to help other people and at the same time helping yourself. So that's come with sort of happiness. So to me, when people say, oh, you're very successful with Ambit Energy, well, it all depends how you look at it. And if you think that, oh, become $1 million earner or become a, like say, a Yellow Jacket winner, and that's success. But have you ever asked a person or tried to understand that person what they put in? If that person put in everything they got, like the health, the family, and the church activity and sacrificing all those to achieve that success, personally, I don't think that's success at all. That might be a failure because you have failed everything just to earn that money. So success to me is able to help other people and helping yourself at the same time, and it's become create like a synergy, like a win-win situation. When you have a win-win situation, then you'll be, I would say, become a successful. So I think that sometime when when Chris Chambers is always talk about what is financial freedom. You know, some people think that financial freedom is really like making $100,000 a month or $1 million a month. But if you really look at it, financial freedom that you just have enough income to pay all your necessary bill and pay all your household and personal expenses without worrying where the money come from, and that's really financial freedom. When you don't have to report to work as a mandatory, and then you become time freedom. So a lot of people define success differently. So I personally define success is that you helping people and helping yourself at the same time. But if you're hurting other people and helping yourself, just a lose win situation, I don't think that is success. I think the only way that you can say that's successful is it's a win-win situation. Yeah, that's my point of view.
Yes, sir. No, I love that analogy. I think that's great. And different people view things different ways. And I like the part about where you were saying that success may be measured in money, but if you're having to give up your health or your family, then it's that's a struggle where that's not really in your eyes, that's not a win. It's actually a loss that you're making money, but then you're giving up all this other stuff on the other side. So that's a great example there. Now, what would you say is one of the habits that has most contributed to your success?
I think that genuity, the truthfulness. So let's say to my business, from very beginning, I knew that I am not a business person. And I knew it because I don't really speak fast. I'm not always have a high energy kind of tone, and my head don't really, my brain don't really spin that fast as a business people. You know, I always go slow. I talk slow. I think slow, and everything is slow. So you know, even my wife said, "Oh, you know, I don't think you can be a good business person because." Business people, they think fast and act fast and move fast and talk fast, but yours is always slow. So from the very beginning, I don't think that I have that kind of, quality or potential to become, business person or successful person, and in other words, in terms of the business world. But when I find Ambit, I find that this business, the only way that you become successful or being significant is that you have to be genuine and you have to be truthful and you really have to work this business with your heart, not with just with your mouth or with your brain. You have to really work with your heart. So I find that to my habit is that I always go out there and looking for other people's best interests before my best interest. Because in this business, once I understand the design of it, since I have went to the five-star trip so many times, spent time with other top leaders and with the co-founders, and more I know the co-founder way of thinking, and more I know that their heart, and I can really align why they design the business model that they design. And this whole thing is really about helping other people. It's not really just about yourself. So I think the biggest contributing factor and it's a habit that I have developed and Ambit is to really put other people's best interests before my own interests. So when they say the team come in, those consultants come in, and I always ask, you know, how can I help them? How can I share with them? How can I teach them so that they can achieve the level of success that they want to achieve by balancing life? And that's important because I always tell my team this. I say, look, and I have no doubt that you guys are going to make a lot of money through Ambit Energy, with Ambit Energy, as long as you follow the system, work hard. But the thing is that once you make a lot of money, you probably can change your car. You can even change your house. But you should never, ever think about changing your wife or changing your husband. Because once you do that, then you're actually going downhill because your morale is going downhill. So this is how I share with my consultant, with my team. Because doing this business, it really tried to improve our lives, improve other people, families, and their lives. But if we go out there and try to do something phony and just want to make money and sacrificing every other thing, then actually you do more harm than help. So that's why I always share with my team is that you need to have this kind of good habits that you have to be genuine to other people, but you have to be genuine to your own self and your family at the same time. So I think this is habit is not just wake up 9 and start working at 9 and end at 5. And that's a working habit. I think that the habit I'm talking about is your lifestyle habit, you know, how you manage your life, and that actual impact your business and impact your activity and impact your success, or try to be someone significant, not just be a successful person. Because success, you can work hard and your own way, you can obtain and achieve that. But you try to be a significant, then not only you become successful, but the main thing is to help other people to become successful at the same time or even before you, and that even better.
Well, that is very, very good stuff. And a lot of times, you know, when I ask that question on either this show or really on some of the other shows that I do, not necessarily with the Ambit folks, but that is probably one of the best answers that I've ever gotten. It's not just hard work or, you know, something that's a one-liner. It's really a deep, genuine helping other people and really going through and through. And you mentioned, you know, as you upgrade certain things or whatever, you know, the comment with the spouse and those kinds of things. And I can appreciate that. I've been married for over 2 decades myself, and times aren't always easy. You know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. But persevering through that is huge, and it's good to be around people such as yourself. People have a way of rubbing off on one another, both good and bad. And
yeah, you know, I think that's important. Like a lot of time when you go do like business presentation and training, using their own life experience, that's the most important thing. And then some people say, why there's so many people are fail in this business, or why there's only a few people success. And I say, if you look at the divorce rate in this country, on this world, it's very high. You know, it's half of the people get married and, well, it's got divorced. But then the same thing with a network marketing business like Ember Energy business. When you get into this business, you need to have commitment. If you don't have commitment, a lot of time you just throw your towel before things start working well. See that that you mentioned something very interesting. If you marry and you have a fight with your wife and you say, okay, that's it, see you in a lawyer office, that's not commitment. That's convenience. You know, you just throw the towel right there, you know, sign name, and that's it. You're out of the misery. You think that's out of all your problem. You know, that's not out of all your problem. That's another problem come in. If you have children, or you want to find another spouse. See, what happened is that with Ember Energy, a lot of people come into the business. They want to try. But, you know, marriage is not so about, it's not about trying. Marry the moment that you say, yes, I do, and that moment on, you sort of like cannot be separated. Now, when you go to weddings, you know, and like you put together this marriage, and that man and woman can be separate, so that you both side put commitment. And I think that Jerry and Chris and the entire Ambit staff, they're committed to stick around to support the entire network, to really build this business, to keep growing, and so that whoever are committed, they can stick around, and then they can be time and financial freedom, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but for year after year after year, you know, hopefully it's a generation after generation. So that's the kind of commitment that they have. But now turn around, what kind of commitment we have? If you want to become successful, are you committed the same level as Jerry and Chris and other staff are committed? If we're not, then you really is not compatible. So when time that, you know, I give up and say, oh, it's Ambit too hard. In reality, if you truly understand Ambit is not hard. Why did so many people become financial free, time free in just short period of time? They have been working for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and they have not able to become time financial free. But now with Ambit, just a couple of years, they can be time financial free like myself. But Ambit is a real deal. It's just that you need to commit it to work and commit it to protect this mothership. Once you jump on this ship, so like you sign up as an Ambit Energy consultant, that's it. That's until the ship sinks into the bottom of the water, you should not be jumping ship. If you think of jumping ship when the wave too big to jump ship, oh, when you saw that there's a screw loose or nail missing, oh, you know what, there's danger, so I jump ship. That's not called commitment at all. So a lot of time when people say that, you know, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, maybe they're right. You know why? It's not about him, but it's about themselves. So I think that the way, instead of try to tell Jerry and Chris what to do, is really need to tell us, ourselves, what we need to improve and what we should be doing and to follow the system. And I think that's a very, very important, critical piece. A lot of people don't get it. If they don't have that kind of level of commitment with this business, so of course, you're not going to be successful. Same thing with marriage. If you have an argument, you have a different opinion moment, and you just throw the towel and see you in a lawyer office, come on, this is not going to work. And so I always tell my team, look, treat it like this is your marriage that you marry with Ambit. You don't just throw a towel because you have some challenge, some difficulty, and some different opinion or see something or other people criticizing your spouse, and you say, oh, you're not good, I'm gone. So that's what I'm trying to tell, you know, my team, what this mean committed, you know, on this business.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, Ambit Nation, now, if you just now went through that was like a marriage counseling / commitment / life lesson. That's about as good as it gets. And I'll tell you, the great thing that I like about this, Henry, and you and I have had a couple conversations over the years, but never, more superficial, not like this. And I am loving this information, because what's great about it is that this is applicable to everything in life. It doesn't matter if it's raising your kids. It doesn't matter if it's your spouse, with a friendship, any other kind of relationship, a business relationship, or right here as we're talking as it relates to Ambit Energy. It's having commitment. It's being, not about just a convenience. You know, it's not about a one-sided relationship. It's about looking at other people, and you've, you know, done such a great job. You mentioned some stuff about business and maybe some of the, you know, comments maybe wife made, and you had kind of thought through of, you know, hey, am I quick to think or different things? But you're obviously a very deep thinker. You said you've got a psych major, you're analyzing stuff, and then you're not just spitting out the first thing that comes to mind. You're saying things that are deep and really quality information. So this actually has quickly turned into one of my favorite interviews so far. I'm really enjoying this. I appreciate what you're doing here. So let's ask a couple other questions. We're about 30 minutes into the interview, and so I definitely want to be respectful of your time. So let's talk a little bit maybe about some of the objections you run into. You mentioned the one about the gas, and you have someone's, they say, hey, what about a gas leak? But when you introduce yourself to someone, or they, you know, you're potentially talking to them about becoming a consultant, can you give me a quick 15 to 20 second, you know, elevator pitch, if you will, of what it is that you do? And then what's the number one objection you get from people about becoming a consultant?
Well, you know, when I first started, like I say, I'm not a, natural network marketer. I don't really have a lot of experience with this network marketing. stuff. And but I just, you know, like to interact with people. I like to hear people. I like to listen to people. So when I first started Ember Energy and like a Boy Scout, you know, just do what the master tell you to do. So the system is like, you know, write down your list. So that's the number one thing. Once you join Ambit, number one thing, write down a list, a name list. So write down, put in different category. And my whole job is really is go out to share with, you know, the people on the list. Prefer starting for the people that is more hungry than me and more success than me or actually more hardworking than me. And this second group of people is like people like myself. You know, I call it B group and A group of people, more ambitious people and the successful people, the business people. And then B group is like myself, a working class and, you know, have a 9-to-5 job, kind of like. And then the C group, people that don't really know what to do with their life and with their time. So my whole thing is that my mission is going to share with them like a second gospel. My first gospel is, of course, the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the first and second gospel, I treat like a second gospel, is like financial and time freedom. My whole thing is I want to share with them what Ember Energy is all about and how Ember Energy can help them if they let Ember Energy to help them. So the key word is that they have to let Ember Energy to help them, and they have to willing to help themselves. So what I do is like when I go share with people, and it just depends who they are and where they come from and what their background is, always have a conversation using the format. You know, talk about the family, talk about the occupation, and talk about recreation, and talk about, of course, you know, any area that they might need money, they might need time, you know. So it really talk about the thing and try to feel where they at. And when I find that they need money and that they need time to spend more with their family, and I say, you know what, I have an opportunity. It might not be able to help you, but you can take a look at it. Why I say Maya might not be able to help them, because they are the one who have to make that decision. That AMP is just a vehicle, it's a tool. So when I share with them, and some people, once they've watched the video or when they hear me do the presentation, and they're saying, no, and I'm not interested. So I ask them, why? Oh, I have done this kind of thing before and never worked. And I always use Steve Thompson's way to answer. I know how you feel. I feel the same way by Fang. So because I am the guy who wasn't looking for Ambit, and then so happened, Ambit found me. So I can identify with them that. After I answer that question, and if they still have question, I will answer them. But a lot of time is that when people see this, they say, oh, this is too good to be true. Well, how are you going to answer that it's too good to be true? You know, I say, though, there's so many things in life. It is so good, but it's so true, too, like oxygen. Why? Because the moment that you stop breathing, you're dead. But if you continue to breathe, you live. It's too good to be true. Why don't you try stop breathing for a minute? Let's see how you feel. So a lot of time the people have their own way of thinking. Maybe they got hurt in the past with a similar type of business. So they say, you know, oh, I have, some people say, oh, I have tried something like this before. It doesn't work. I say something like this, but it's not this, right? Because apple and orange are two different things. Yeah, they're fruits, but they're two different things. They don't look alike. They don't taste alike. Even apple and even the orange and tangerine, they look alike, but it's not taste the same. So you have to really be specific. And so always like don't run away from that question. It's always try to use question to answer the question. And when the time people I'll say that, oh, you know, it's all, you know, network marketing is all the same. I say it's not so. How about let me ask you this question? If there are two human beings laying down on the floor, okay, they all have makeup. One is breathing and one is not breathing. Mean that they stop breathing, they're dead. They look alike, they probably dress alike, and their face even look alike, but they're not the same. One is still alive, one is dead, right? Yeah. Well, they cannot argue with that because that's the fact, that's the truth, right? So I get a lot of those kind of questions, and I always use question to answer their question. And when it comes to a customer, when you say, you know, what's the most difficult and challenging, a lot of questions, like Sam, a lot of people say, oh, you know, just save 1%, or just save 3%, oh, that's not a lot of money. I'll say, I don't want to be bothered. Okay, so how much is your bill? You say, well, about $100 or $200. Okay, so you save like $1 or $3, $5. Let's say, give you an example, like $1. All right, so you're saying the same dollar, it's $1 a month, and you don't want to, yeah, it's only $1, you know. I don't really care. I say, okay, how about every month, first day of the month, you open your door and you want to go out to the street and you saw that there's $1 right in your doorstep. Will you kneel down and pick it up? Oh, yeah, of course, it's money. But yeah, you just switch a company and become our customers. You don't even have to kneel down and you're saving money. Why you want to refuse money when you not need to kneel down, you can save money already. So I always ask them, they cannot, you know, object that, because that's the reality. So, you know, I just enjoy have the conversation. I don't necessarily find that I feel like offended or feel hurt. You know, people say no to you that you feel like hurt, offended. You know, a lot of times they say no. They say no to themselves. They say no to the future. They say no to the children college fund. They say no to the mortgage. They say no to the next car payment. So I, instead of feel sorry for myself, a lot of time I feel sorry for them. It's like I'm going to share the first gospel, tell you about the salvation of the Lord. If they say no, you know what? I kind of feel sad, not for me. I really feel sad for their soul. So that's how I treat it when people say no to me. I'm actually more, feel hurt, not for me, but for them. Why this person looks so smart? Why this person so educated and they don't get it? And so that's how I act when people say no to me, and, you know, customer-wise or prospect-wise. So I always use question to answer the question. And to a point, I say no more. I'm not interested. I don't want to get in. I don't like this kind of thing, you know. Some people even say, oh, this is a scam. You know, I love this question. Is this a scam? You know, I always say, wow, you sound so smart. Can you tell me how Ambit can scam you, or how can I scam you? You just come in with $75, right, to become a consultant, and plus a website fee a month at $24.95 plus tax. The total is about $102. Well, with this current promotion that's going on, you bring three customers, and they guarantee to save money here in New York, right? And now you make $100 back, so your risk is about $2. Now, so for somehow you sign up on a consultant, and that person made $100, you make $100. Now you already make over $200 minus $102, you'll make $98. That is enough for you to pay about a couple months of website fee. Now, how Ambit scam you? Do you have to sell a house to come into Ambit, or do you have to sell one of your clothing or jacket to come to Ambit, or you have to sell your car to come to Ambit? How? Just don't get it. Why don't you go out and get three bill, five bill first, and then you jump in and you see your money come back, and after that you decide if you want to make more or not, then you can decide right there. So a lot of people, they just say no or saying something that they think that they have reason, but reality is, they're just saying it unconsciously. They don't really think through whatever they're saying. So you have to really wake them up. Say, do you hear yourself? Do you know what you're saying? You know, a lot of people kind of shocked that, you know, make no sense after they hear what you ask them. And they say, oh, I never thought of that. So they say, okay, I'll join. That's it.
You know, that's great information, because you hear that scam word thrown out there sometimes. And, you know, Zig Ziglar used to say, people don't change their minds. They make new decisions with new information, right? So you're providing them with some additional information of how they can get a return on their investment. And with simply three customers that are guaranteed to save in the New York market, and in Texas, it's two customers, but in the other markets, it's three. But they get three customers in New York guaranteed to save, and then they get the vast majority of their investment back. So they get a return of their investment, you know, with the exception of a couple bucks. And then they get a couple more customers, and all of a sudden they get a return on their investment of that $98. And it's really just a no-brainer. So as we kind of wrap up here the next 10 or 15 minutes, let's just kind of jump into a couple of I'm going to go through some rapid-fire questions. The answers don't have to be necessarily rapid-fire, but let's talk about, you get a new marketing consultant. They've come into the business. Are there any specific books or directions that you give them of, hey, in the next 24, 48 hours, please get this done, you know, other than the written list and the basic stuff that we already know of? Any books that you recommend?
There's the one particular book that I read, and before I started Ember Energy, and I read a book that I think is very profound and very interesting. I went to a church conference, and I saw a book. Actually, it's called The Irrestorable Law of Leadership. They said that the 21 Irrestorable Law of Leadership by John Maxwell. And I find that in Ember Energy, what we're really looking for is leaders. And what the follower looking for is leaders. And what leader looking for? They're looking for leaders. Because, see, when you come into Ember Energy, you are kind of become a consultant. When you say consultant, you have to really match up with the names. If you go out there and say, I am IT consultant, I'm law firm consultant, or I am a financial consultant, whatever consultant, when you bear that name consultant, it means that you know more than other people. You know more than on those, they say, regular people. So if you in Ember Energy as a consultant, regardless your marketing, MC or RC, SCE, CNC, you have to match up with that name. You cannot come in, you say, oh, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. But then if you don't know how to do it, then why you should get paid? If you need to get paid, you should know. In the beginning, you might not know a lot of stuff, but you always have to look for a direction that you want to become a leader. So I highly recommend, you know, all my consultants come in, that they read this, the 21 Irrespirable Law of Leadership by John Maxwell, to read it. And then the next thing I will talk to my consultant is that the three, I would say, you can call it silver bullets, I call it golden bullets, that you must know. Number one, you really need to trust God that this is the best opportunity that's going to happen to you right now in your life. And you really need to trust Ambit. If you don't trust Ambit, you cannot really do it. It's like this. If you go into an airplane, you don't trust the pilot, I suggest you don't even get on. If you go to a ship, you don't trust the captain, you don't try not to get on, because you put your life in danger. So once you in this business, you really need to trust God that this is the best opportunity that happened to you and your family right now. So appreciate it, get it, and work with it, and really trust Ambit. Even though you don't really know Jerry and Chris that much when you first started, but you really need to trust Ambit. And because there's thousands and thousands of people fully equipped, well-educated, PhD, lawyer, doctor, engineering, college graduates, blue collar, white collar, grassroots worker. They work on this business, and they become successful already. So it means that this thing works. So you have to really trust. So trust God and trust Ambit. And number two, the number two golden bullet I would say is believe in yourself. If you don't believe yourself, who's going to believe you? If you say, I cannot do it, then I think you're right. Who am I to say that you can do it if you say that you cannot do it? I only can help you to do it. If you say that I can do it, I want to do it, then we work together. But if you tell me that you cannot do it, you don't want to do it, I cannot force you. No, this is a free country. We cannot force people to become rich. So you have to believe yourself and believe in your team. If you have someone that you brought into the business, it's because you believe those family and friends can help you to achieve time financial freedom. At the same time, because you believe in yourself, that you can believe that you can help them to achieve time and financial freedom at the same time. So you have to believe yourself and believe in your team, and vice versa. They said, trust each other and believe each other. And the third golden bullet I would say is follow Ambit system and work hard every day. The key is follow the Ambit system. Because a lot of people come in there with probably a different background. Some of them have other network marketing background. Some of them have a very high, let's say, education title, or some of them have done things in their way in lives. You know what? Ambit have their own system, so you have to really follow it. Not other system combined. It really just follow the system. You see, like you have a iPhone. You try to install Android's, you know, app into it, or Android's software into it. It won't work. So you have to really go to App Store to get app instead of going to, like, say, Android store to get app. So that's not compatible. So you have to follow Ambit system and work hard every day. That's a key word, work hard every day. Because, see, some people, I feel like it and I work. I work when I feel like it. I feel like it and work. I work when I feel like it. You know what? If Ambit do the same thing, you're not going to get much pace. If Ambit say, you know what, I feel like it, I send you a check. If I don't feel like it, I won't send you a check. It won't happen that way because Ambit have a system. When you put in your work, they'll send you a check, right? When you work, you get a check. So we really need to have these three things. Trust God, trust Ambit, believe yourself, and believe your team. Follow Ambit's system and work hard every day. You know, some people work hard a couple of days, they stop. Some people work hard a couple of weeks, they stop. Some people work a couple of months, then stop. Why don't you work hard a couple of years and then stop like other leaders, right? And you can put an autopilot and relax. Stop doesn't mean disappear. You know, it's like you're driving a car, you see a stop sign, you stop. Doesn't mean you disappear from the road. You just stop and look around and then go forward. So a lot of the, you know, people in Ambit is like they do to a level, like they start seeing some residual income. So they stop. They turn off the engine. So they just got stuck right in front of the stop sign. So we stop so that we can check and see who else we want to help, who else we want to teach, who else we want to lead, and then you move forward. So that's the very key thing, you know. So that was my take on this. When you talk about new consultant come in and what they need to do, I always tell them, follow the system. What is the Ambit system? They decide to go to the Power Zone, check on the Ambit University, read everything that you can read from the Power Zone, and click everything that you can click on the Power Zone, and also plug into the conference call that Brian McCord and have done a great job setting up from the very, very beginning. You know, you talk about the mechanic of this business. It's really mechanical. It's a mechanic. It's a very early stage. He set up this topambitleaders.com so that everybody can plug in and can study, can listen, and it's a great tool, and I highly recommend people use it. you know, with all the consultant and all the team, and the Sunday night conference call, you know, and there's so many others like a team call, and it's everywhere, and there's lots of a local training, and most important thing, I think the Ambit have two major events that everybody should plug in, is the simulcast in the beginning of the year, and then Labor Day weekend is the Ambition. So if those consultants come into the business, I say, look, this is what you need to do. Plug into the system. And simulcast, Ambitions, a weekly conference call, team call, and local presentation, all those stuff is part of the system. So if you don't plug in, it's like a phone. Use a couple of days, you don't plug into the outlet to recharge, and that phone, even if it's a smartphone, become a dumb phone. Why? There's no battery. You cannot do anything. So we want to be a smartphone, but you have to plug into the outlet to keep charging yourself. Doesn't matter what title you have or how many years you have in this business, but if you don't plug in yourself to the system or help your team to plug in, you know, soon later you're run out of battery, and that's it. That's become a useless device. And so sort of us, to my team, if you don't plug into the system, you sort of try to grow the business out there by yourself, you're probably not going long last long. So that's why I tell people.
Very good. Very good. Now, in one of the things I was reading about you, I saw a couple of Chinese sayings talking about, you know, mothers and fathers and how they relate to success. Do you, off the top of your head, do you remember what those were?
Yeah. You always say in the Chinese, a very famous quote called failure is the mother of success. You know, I'm kind of pro marriage, and I'm kind of pro man and woman as a one and complete household, regardless they have children or not, but a one woman and one man is together is called harmony, right? It's a family. So when you talk about 5,000 years or so, talk about failures and mother success, they have reason. You know, the reason that you can be successful because you have failed in the past. If you have never failed in the past, it means that you have done nothing in the past. You have not tried anything in the past. So how can you become successful? You cannot wake up one day and say, okay, I want to become successful, and then you become successful. You have to have tried something, tried some error, you know, even the writing computer program. Look at the Energy Go Rush, you know, the Sean and Demon, other people working so hard, nothing. They try and put this together and try and put this together and then come out and still have some bug, and they have to fix it. And after fix it, and then they come out and they still have some bug. So you know what? You have to try and come out and still have some issue and fix it and fix it until a moment say, okay, all bugs gone, and then said the system is working. So same thing. Success will not just come overnight. It really need to have some failure in the past. If you have never failed, you're actually very, very far away from successful. So I always say, failure is the mother of success. But then now when I talk about man and woman, then I say, okay, if there's a mother, there must be a father, regardless of biological or a stepfather or whatever. They have to have a father. So I come up with this idea. I say, well, you know what? They say failure is the mother of success, and duplication is the father of success. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, if you don't duplicate, then you know what? Just one-man show. And with Ambit, the way that they design, this business is about you get, you know, 20 customers, you enroll 3 consultants, and 3 enroll 3, 3, and 9 enroll 3, 27. So that's come with duplication. Not everybody like you, but you can help and teach and lead others become like you. And so that your team will grow. So I would say duplication is important. A lot of time, like, no, you have, you know, I salute you because you have done a lot of good work with this ambitious leaders that put together. You know, you're very smart. You know, you gather all the intelligence from all those successful or top leaders of Ambit, and you put it together in one, you know, podcast sites, and so that other people can learn and listen. You're a very smart guy, so I can say that. But the thing is that a lot of leaders, right, they come in, they become successful, and I'm sure they're out there and they're teaching the team and duplicating, so that I hope that their team can come in and also do the same thing, duplication. Because imagine if we only become good and everyone else is a follower, what happened? One day you decide to travel, go to Europe or do something, and then you know what? You're not around, or you got sick, or you retire. And you know what? Somebody have to know what to do. You know, Ronnie Coughlin is one of the perfect example. I mean, he was, you know, in Ambien in the very beginning, and you know, a couple ambition that he went, and he said a lot of good thing, and even Chris loved it so much, he recorded his CD and put his message out there in the YouTube. You know, until today, people still learn from him, regardless of from his team or not, but people still learn from him. And especially people from his team, they learn so much. And this one lady actually, in the Christmas time, drove to Ohio with her husband, and she just came out in Ohio and started doing this business, building out the business, because she learned it from Ronnie, and they already know what to do. See, a good leaders, they learned, and they share, and they teach. If a good leader just learn, and just do it, and they don't share and they don't teach and just keep it for themselves, I mean, all the knowledge, all the experience might have to go to the tomb with them. So the best thing is reduplication. So that's why I say failures is the mother success. If you want to become successful, you must fail first. But not fail too long. Don't fail 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 10 years still failing. Say, I'm still going. You see, that's not a way. So fail for a short period of time and then become successful for a long time. And duplication, it goes in long-lasting method. So I really feel like we need to remind ourselves, you know, we have father and mother, so always fail is a mother's success and duplication is father's success in Ember Energy. Thank you, Doc. Good job, man. Keep it up with your good work, and thank you for all your contribution, all the hard work that you're doing to support the Ember family. I always say, Ember, there's only one family called Ember family, and Ember, there's only one team called Ember team, and just go do it, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, Henry, I have not enjoyed a podcast more than the one that we just did, and I can't think of a better note to end it on than duplication is the father of success, and you talked about sharing with others and not taking it to your grave, and that's just great message from you today, and I appreciate you carving out an hour of your very busy schedule to invest in me as an Ambit Energy consultant, and as well as Ambit Nation, the over 300,000 other consultants that are out there, you know, working this business and trying to make a difference for their families and for others' families. And you know, as we always kind of end the show, we like to say that, you know, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So go out there and be ambitious.
You've been listening to Ambient Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by the Ambitious Radio Network and hosted by serial entrepreneur Doug Parker. Join us weekly as we have engaging conversations with Ambit leaders on topics that can be applied to your business immediately after listening. Like what you've heard? Listen to other interviews at ambitiousradio.com or subscribe on iTunes.